Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, how's it going?
What's going on, boss? I just sent you a text message. Did you get it? It was weird. I feel like you were like responding to that text.
Right? No, I just got it though. Oh. That's wild.
That's funny.
But,
I was like, man, he called in fast. I had like literally just sent it, and then my rep was like, I got Jimmy on the line for you. I was like, wait, what the heck?
Heck yeah. No, the money's on there, so whenever you want to run it.
Okay, I'll process it now. Let me go ahead and get you the confirmation. Give me one second here. Okay, it looks like it cleared on my end. So you're going to get three text messages that are going to come through. One of them is going to be an outline of the agreement in writing. That's because I have you on that platinum bundle. You got to sign off on that one. And then the other one is going to be access to your tracking system. So it'll be a username and password for your account dashboard and tracking system. And then the last one is going to be actually that Google verification form again. So you only have to fill out that Google verification form once. It just kind of automatically sends it out when people sign up.
Okay.
So I just want to make sure you get at least the other two. I know you already have the Google verification form from earlier.
Yeah.
Okay. It's weird. I got a notification at my while I was at work right now from the DMV for my tags. But I don't understand why it came to my office and not my home. It's really weird.
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah, and it's not due for like 3 more months. It's very strange.
Huh. That's wild.
Smog certification required at a star station. Well, that shouldn't be a problem. Oh, this is for the oldie. Okay. Never mind. But still, I don't know why I got sent here.
Great.
Yeah, it's so strange. Like, why would you bring that to my office?
Yes.
It's weird. I guess, like, every other year they have you. California is weird with the requirements. They have, like, the emissions tests that they do, like, for smog.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, like, we have to do that, like, once every year. And so they're asking me to do that this time around. Or I think it's once every 2 years.
Huh. Yeah,
anyway,
we don't have any of that.
So off topic. I know. I know. In most states, it actually doesn't. It's just California sucks, man. Honestly, it's we do get good weather, but it's not like that great to be paying like half your money in taxes and all this other crap that they put us through. Yeah.
Well, if we had a choice, I would choose the emissions just because, and that's with all my vehicles wouldn't pass. I've got semis with no exhaust at all. But I've seen just the climate change, and I don't know if it has to do with it or not.
That's what they say. I don't know. I feel like they're just kind of back there messing around with a lot of stuff they're not supposed to be messing with, and then they're blaming it on the general population. Instead of taking responsibility. Like, look at the COVID stuff. Like, they're barely admitting that they were trying to do these, like, gain-of-functions tests. So they were, like, literally trying to make, like, a chemical compound that could, like, basically take control of your bodily functions and, like, use it
in
war. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, it was basically they were designing a weapon, like a chemical weapon. And then that's how COVID-19 developed, and it basically leaked. And so they barely started to admit that. Like, I think that just came out, like, last week. Like, they admitted that they were doing gain-of-functions testing in China with a research lab in China. Yeah, so.
I knew for sure once I got COVID, it was definitely a man-made virus, just the way it took over, like, my respiratory. Something to kill you. That's for sure.
Yeah, it was bad. When I got COVID, too, it was early in 2022, I want to say. My youngest wasn't even, like, a year old when I got it. And it was so bad. Like, I went to the hospital, and the hospital, like, let me know right away. They were like, oh, yeah, you're COVID positive. And I was like, great, you know, I got a baby at home and another toddler. Like, what the heck am I supposed to do, you know? And at this point, it was like at the peak of the pandemic. So I told our CEO here what was going on, and I sent him the test, and he was pretty cool about it. He got me like a nice hotel room, and I just stayed in there for like 10 days straight until I tested negative. Yeah, so that was cool. Like, I didn't lose money on it, but it was just weird being away from the kids. And then I was so hot. Like, I had a temperature, got up to like 103, 104. And then I kept, like, taking these, I think I hurt my liver, honestly, because I kept taking these, like, Advil dual actions, which was, like, Tylenol and ibuprofen together in, like, one pill.
Yeah.
And it was the only thing that would get my fever down. So it was, like, every 4 hours I had to take one of those or else the fever would just keep coming back. And it went on like that for, like, days. Like, I'd wake up in the middle of the night just, like, burning up because the medicine wore off. And I have to take some more, try to hydrate and eat. It was bad, though. I was super sick. I thought I was going to die.
Yeah. Mine wasn't that bad, but...
Yeah, it was rough.
Stuff.
That was the last time in a long time. Like, I think only two times in my life I'd been that sick. Like, I had the flu one time when I was, like, 19, and I was super sick for a week, and I'll never forget it because I felt like that. Like, I was going to die. Like, I was just overheating, you know? And then again this time, so it was pretty crazy, like... 10, 11 years apart, I was like, man, I'm not 19 anymore. I don't know if I'm going to get through this.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. 30 was like a big change for me. I feel like that this past year being 30, I've got 10 years older.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I definitely feel it like on the inside more than the outside. On the outside, I don't look it because I work out like crazy, you know, I was telling you earlier, I ran a marathon this year, so I feel like in a way I'm like in the best shape of my life, but I'm also like, I don't know, my knees hurt all the time, like out of nowhere, I get these random like stabbing pains out of nowhere, I'm like, ah, being old sucks.
Right. Yeah.
Like all of a sudden
me
something's
sticking
me in the rib cage.
Yeah, it's more of just like the recovery time, so I'd do a change out for furnace and AC, and I'm back at it in a day, shoot another one. But now being 30, it's like, all right, just one a week, I'll take it easy.
Yeah. No, I definitely feel that. I went on a vacation recently, and then I came back, and I went to the gym for the first time after taking like a week and a half off, and I was so sore. I could barely like sit down on the toilet. Like it was bad. It was bad.
Right.
So. Yeah, I'm like easing back into it. I'm like, man, 1 week off and I lost like everything.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
That's what I need to start doing is working out, so.
Yeah, if you keep going and you just stay in motion, it kind of like, it's a lot better that way than to start from scratch. It's brutal when you're like, haven't worked out in a while and then you first get back into it. Your body just has all this lactic acid build up and it just hurts.
Yeah, no, I know that feeling.
Yeah, it sucks. Okay, but did you get these messages? Did they come through?
Is it okay if I do it when I get home?
Yeah.
The hard work for it now.
No, hey, no rush. So we do have the client interview. I want to make sure you're available for the client interview I got scheduled between 6 and 7 this afternoon, Eastern Standard. So as long as we can knock that out before the weekend, because it's a 3-day weekend, I want them to be able to like work on your site and everything still over the weekend. So if we can get the client interview knocked out, the other paperwork, you're good to go on it. Just try to make sure we have it done come Tuesday, you know?
Yeah, that sounds good. I'll work
on
it when I get home.
So just so you know, there's going to be one of my reps that contacts you for the client interview. It's actually a client interview technician. They've already been working on it in the meantime since it was unpaid. So I just still sent it down to them, even though it was unpaid, and they've been working on it. So they're going to call you and actually walk you through it. It'll be a different rep.
Cool.
Okay.
I appreciate it.
You still have my number, you know, so if you have any questions, comments, concerns, or if you don't like somebody, just give me a call. I got a lot of pull in here.
Right. That sounds good.
All right.
I'll just call your direct line whenever I need anything, if that's all right.
Yeah, that's usually the best way. If I'm on the phone, though, it will forward to one of my reps. If I'm available, I'll have them send you over to me. If I'm not available, then I just tell them, like, I'll call you back as soon as I can. Because sometimes I get wrapped up on calls with my clients or I have, like, a new client we're onboarding. So I always make sure I get back to you guys, though, the same day.
Cool. That sounds good to me.
All right, Jimmy. Well, I'm looking forward to working with you. Oh, sorry. What was that?
It'll be probably be on the internet. Thanks. It'll be like online by Tuesday, you think?
No, so we have to build your site, and then the PIN verification letter is coming in the mail. That usually takes about 5 to 7 days. So I don't even think we might get that like Friday next week, you know? And then I also need like you to sign those subscription terms and send in that Google verification form. So the verification from Google is the only thing that slows us up with listing you on the first page of Google. Once we have that done, we can list you. But in the meantime, we'll get the website up and running, and we'll get the Facebook ads running as soon as possible, and we'll try to generate some business through Facebook while we're waiting for the Google stuff to finalize and come through. So you'll be able to see results in the first month, but I think month two is where you'll really see things pop because we won't have to go through this setup process again. You'll get like a full month of just being on that first page.
Yeah, but what day did you say I'd be on the first page?
What day? So when we finish your verification, you know? So it's kind of like, it's kind of dependent on you. Like we need you to fill out those forms and send them in. We got to make sure that we verify you, right? And then there's also a postcard that comes in the mail. It takes 5 to 7 days. It's called a PIN verification letter. Remember I was talking to you about it earlier, the 9500 East, 700 North, Walkerton?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's coming in the mail. And there's a 5-digit number on the back of it we need from you. That's how you get that little red dot on the map there on the first page.
Oh, perfect.
So Google likes us to under-promise, over-deliver. So they tell us to give you a timetable of like 2 weeks, but I've seen guys get up there a lot quicker. It's really just about getting the verification going. The Facebook stuff, we can get that up and running pretty quickly. Same thing with the website. Website's like 3 to 5 days from sign up. Like I can have them work on the site over the weekend and we can have your website up and running pretty quickly here.
Cool. That'd be awesome. Yeah. Because I don't have very good service here. I was trying to do it in a parking lot and it wasn't loading or anything. So,
wasn't loading?
Signature document.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Let me just make sure you got them, though. You received it?
Yep.
Okay. It might just be because we're on the phone and it's a little slower. Yeah, but I actually have confirmation you got it, too. Like, your username is your phone number for your tracking system. Your password is Best Leads. And then it has the subscription terms in there and the Google verification form again as well.
Cool.
If you're having any trouble with it, like, don't hesitate to call. Like I was telling you earlier, like, we have over 300 people that work here, so we do have a 24/7 customer service. So even though I won't be back in the office until Tuesday, if you call that number and you hit extension 1, we always have a live operator available for you, too.
Oh, cool. That's good
to know. Yeah, we always make sure that it's working for you guys as a business owner, because if you're not getting paid, we're not going to get paid, you know? So we're in it with you. We want to make sure that it's working and everything's going according to plan. So if you run into anything where you have like questions, concerns, or you're having trouble with it, like do not hesitate to call me or our customer service team.
Perfect. Let me try to put this in real quick and see what happens.
Okay.
Password.
It's going to be pretty blank until we have your verification done. Otherwise, there's not really going to be any leads in it, but I guess it's good to kind of log in and look at it. They're going to send you another email, too, with a link to the downloadable app. So that way you don't have to always log into it that way through the internet. You could actually just download the app, and then you'll have it there in your pocket. You'll be able to track everything.
Cool. Yeah, it's still not loading, so I'll just do it when I get home.
It might just be because we're on the phone. Like, maybe, like, right when we hang up, if you hit refresh, just so your phone's not doing, like, multiple things at a time, it might help.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll try it.
Yeah, but it's good. Like I said, it's going to be blank once you log into it. It'll give you a general layout so you can get an idea on what it looks like. But until we have everything set up and running and you in position where you're actually receiving the calls, there's not going to be too much in there.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. All right.
Sure,
well,
I'll give you a call when I have one, I guess.
Wait, what was that? You have another question?
No, I'm sure I'll come up with another question.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell her too. I mean, I could always add her as like partner to the business profile too. And then that way, if you guys have questions, comments, or concerns, if she wants to call in, you know, like I said, we want to make sure everybody knows exactly what we're bringing to the table. It makes it a lot easier for you guys to justify the expense of this in your head if you realize that you actually have a team of people here with you to make sure the business is getting clients and is successful.
Right.
No, I don't think $300 is too bad. That's cheap enough.
Yeah, $10 a day. Yeah, I mean, if we have you up there and throughout the summer it generates a call or two a day, you know, then you'd definitely be able to justify it.
Yeah.
It'll take care of itself.
If I get a call or two a day, I'll personally send you a couple $100 for free.
No, it's okay. It's okay. That's what we're supposed to do. You know, I'm already under contract, so I can't even do any of that. But yeah, I mean, it's coming into the peak time of the year. So that's why I told you earlier, like the next 3 months are the most profitable time of the year for this. So
it is.
It'd be good. If we can't make it happen for you, then I don't know who can.
Right. Who had you call me?
What do you mean?
How did they get my number? I wonder.
Oh, no, Google actually. Yeah, Google actually creates a qualified candidates list.
Really?
Yeah, and then my reps will reach out. So you were originally contacted by one of my reps, JP, earlier today at around noon. And then it looks like he asked me to jump on the line, mainly to apply a discounted pricing structure for you. But then I kind of heard out your story with the home advisor and everything, and I kind of gave you a lot more bells and whistles than what he was asking me to do. But like the website alone is $700 and then it's $50 a month for hosting, so yeah, I really but you know, I think this is going to turn into something long term, and I know we talked a little bit about like local service ads and stuff like that too, so I see potential in this to grow into something bigger. So I don't have a problem if we're kind of biting the bullet in the beginning just to get you up and running and get some customers for you, you know.
Definitely.
The big picture is for it to, turn into a long-term relationship. So that's the plan anyway.
Heck yeah. No, well, this is what we needed.
I know. The more I talked to you, I was like, okay, a couple kids, you know, around the same age group, you know, starting to do this full time. I was like, okay, let's make it work for them. Sometimes I get these big wigs and I'm like, I'm not giving you any breaks. I know how it is. You try to start a business and you got to put food on the table. So I feel like this will set us up to work together long term.
Hey, I appreciate it. And I'll try to send you some referrals too.
Yeah, that works too. We actually do have a referral program, but we have to have an opening in their area. But what I usually do, if you send over a referral, I'll put them on the qualified candidates list or at the top of it for their industry and area. And then when we have an opening, if they sign up, when the spot's open, we'll actually credit you a free month, too.
Oh, sweet.
So.
That sounds good.
Yeah, I might not be able to sign them up right away, but I could definitely put them on the qualified candidates list, and we'll sign them up when we do have the opening available.
Yeah, because there's, I would say, if they spoke English, I would be able to send you 10 guys right now, because most of them can't speak English. And they wouldn't be able to...
It's like Spanish?
They all speak Spanish.
Well, we have bilingual reps in-house, so we may be able to still help them. It just won't be me.
Yeah, I'll tell them that.
Yeah, if you send them over our customer service line, you know, you can always say, like, it's a referral from you. And that'll apply, like, throughout the company. It's not just if you have them call me, you know. Even if they sign up with a Spanish rep, they'll still give you the credit for the referral.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's always good. Free months will help, especially, like, right in the beginning of summer.
Yeah.
Or right in the middle of summer, you know. That'd be a real profitable free month.
Right. Well, all these people were doing the same thing. They literally... We were getting contracts or wages, but it was, and we were bidding each job, but it was like a job because they had that much work. So we didn't hunt, we didn't market, we didn't do nothing, and literally everybody hung out to dry, all these contractors, and it's like, that's the name of the game. So this is the fun part of business, and they don't understand.
Yeah, they don't get it. There's a labor part, and then there's a business part, you know, and there's a lot of guys who have, like, that labor and the work part down, and they understand how the machines work and everything, but they forget, like, business is business, no matter what business it is, you know, and that's why they have, like, business courses and online courses, because it's, like, you got to understand, you got to market yourself, you got to get your name out there, you got to know how to build your reputation and brand the company. In order to even get the clients to begin with, you know, so.
Heck yeah. This whole's breaking up really bad. I'm driving into a huge storm, it looks like.
Okay. Well, no worries. We're basically good to go. We're going to circle back with you here in about 2 hours to walk you through the client interview. So drive safe. You know, I'm looking forward to working with you. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, just call in, okay?
Cool. I definitely appreciate everything.
Yeah, no problem. Like I said, I'm looking forward to building a long-term relationship with you and helping your business be successful. So, you know, also I like shooting the stuff with you. I actually put on my notes here that I'm going to watch Beekeeper tonight. So see what that's all about. All right, Jimmy. Have a good one.